Rediscover your passion and begin building a strong, vibrant, and happier life to get you from where you are to the life you were born to live. From Wall Street to Main Street, we bring it all right here inside of Energy Bar. What a great day to be alive. What an amazing opportunity we have to be here on one of the premier radio networks around the world, America Out Loud. Today on this 11 a.m. broadcast with the Energy Bar, I have fun sharing with some phenomenal guests from around the world every day. It is so amazing. And I like what we say here at America Out Loud, let the silent voices be heard. And it is my mission, along with Malcolm and so many of our co-hosts, to go out and find those voices that are speaking volumes in maybe some of the most smallest places on earth. And today, I have the privilege of bringing to you, my listening audience, an amazing guest. Her name is Leila Khan, and she's coming to us from Scotland. And Leila, I think you are the first guest I've had here on the Energy Bar all the way from Scotland. What a great opportunity it is to talk to you today. Now, before you come in, I want to let our guests know that Leila is an international author, soul awakening speaker. Don't you like that? And creator of the Trailblazers Mentorship for individuals interested in their personal development who want to reach the next level in their personal and or business life. She teaches and awakens self-mastery within each individual to energize their human spirit so that they can experience the deep well of inner potential for a happy, meaningful, and satisfying life. She passionately engages, motivates, and inspires trailblazers to lead lives that fulfill their core desires using the incredible power of their mind and intuition. Welcome to Energy Bar, Leila.
Thank you so much. What an introduction. I love how you just shared that. That's absolutely amazing.
Well, it's easy because you and I are on the same page to reach people where they are and transform their lives around the world. And Leila, you've been doing that for quite a few years. And I want to talk a little bit about your background, your bio. What gave you the passion, the heart to create Trailblazers? And the Life Is Today? Is it Life Is Today's Academy?
Yeah, the Life Is Today Academy, yeah. So my kind of career background, my professional experience was as a teacher of French and Spanish. And I got to the stage in my career, and I can definitely go into some detail, but, you know, I got to the stage in my career where I wanted to be fully in my space of potential. You know, I wanted to create more, and I wanted this freedom to be able to reach as many people as possible. And I really wanted to be able to speak for my soul. I really wanted to be able to go deep and have these deep and meaningful conversations with people. And as I started to develop my mentorship, which is my coaching and mentoring program, I was quite fascinated and really intrigued at how the women that were coming to me were trailblazers in their own right. And, you know, I looked at myself and my experiences and things that I've been through in life and recognized that I was a trailblazer. I was born a trailblazer. You know, I kind of slashed and beat through so many different cultural expectations and gender expectations and religious expectations and, you know, just societal as well. And I wanted to bring that energy into my mentorship. And my heart and soul speaks through me, you know, and my core message, which I teach to people all over the world, is that life is today. It's right here and right now in this moment. The past is already done and the future is not here. You know, in that introduction that you shared, it's already in the past. And what we're going to be speaking about in the next 2 minutes is yet to arrive. And so I encourage my trailblazers to dare to dream and dare to realize their dreams and choose love over fear. Because that's what we do. That's how we harness our true potential.
That is absolutely beautiful. Too many times we are, and more often than not, we're not aware of what we're thinking about. And our thoughts are in the past rather than in the moment. Yeah. And so you're able to bring people into the moment, into the very present, so that they can begin to build and live the lives they were created to live.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
I feel your heart, and I know that you have taught people to honor their vision, honor themselves. And I know you speak about self-help and mental health awareness and the journey of self-love through adversities. I want you to talk to us a little bit about, tell me, how do you learn to live in the moment?
Oh, such a good question. Wow. There are my core strategy, and I would definitely encourage the listeners to try this, is to notice what you notice around you. So in the moment, notice for something that you see, notice what you see, notice what you feel, and notice what you hear. And actually acknowledge it in that moment. So for example, for myself right now, I've got a road that goes right outside my house, and I see, you know, the cars going by. And, you know, by recognizing that that's what's happening in this moment, it grounds me in the present, and my focus is here, because you can't be focused on the past, the present, and the future in a moment. You know, you have to choose. Mm-hmm. And so we make that conscious decision to put a strategy or a way in place, and then we're actually taking back our power from stories of the past that may not serve us in that moment, you know, because there is a time for us to go into the space of the stories from the past, and there is a time for us to visualize and envision the future. But really, and it comes back to my core message, that life is today. It's happening in this moment. And when you can be grounded in the present moment, you can then start to create new meaning about the stories from the past. And you can also create what it is that you want to experience in the future, rather than getting anxious about the future.
Anxiety comes from not being able to be present. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is either reaching to the past or fearing about the future.
Yeah.
And not being able to focus in our right here and our right now.
Yes.
You've written a book that I'm excited about, because it's called 100 Plus Ways to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles: A Guide to Handling Any Problem with Ease. Now, yes, that is a very long title, but what it tells me with 101 plus ways that it has depth. There's 101 ways that we need to learn how to overcome or to how to handle problems with ease. And it was given as a gift for Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
How did that happen?
So just very, very recently for her 60th birthday. Well, there's two, it's tied in with what's happening in a couple of weeks' time with the Oscars as well. So the book shares strategies for us to, creative strategies for us to use our mind to turn a problem around into the opportunity that it actually is. And so what I teach through the book and teach the reader is that you have all of the solutions within you. And if you read a particular strategy or a particular way, it's going to tease out a solution for you. And I shared my passion about my book in response to an email. Somebody was looking for products for a gift bag, and I had absolutely no idea what it was for. Absolutely no idea. And, you know, I was like super excited. I was like, oh my gosh, here's my book. It's all about, you know, using your intuition and the power of your mind and combining them to realize your dreams. Yeah. And then I got a message back to say, we want your book. We really want your book in these gift bags. And oh, by the way, it's for the Oscars. And for the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills, for their honoring award weekend, which is on the 4th of March. So for the celebrities that are going to be staying there that weekend, they will receive a copy of my book as a gift. And I mean, my self-worth issues came up. I really felt, you know, this kind of fear of success well up in me, because it was like, wow, this is an absolute dream come true. Mm-hmm. This is something that I've manifested alongside and co-created alongside the divine, you know, alongside God. And as much as I was resisting stepping up to this next level, I absolutely knew that this was a miracle and that this was a gift from God for me to honor, because my work is no longer about me. It's about the listener or the reader. It's about the person, the student, the trailblazer, the person who's in front of me that wants to know how they can reach their full potential. And so for about 6 months, you know, I've been on this journey of just coming to terms with that, because it's a huge deal. It's absolutely massive. You know, one of my favorite comedians and presenters has already received the book, and that, you know, about 50 or so other celebrities are going to be receiving the book in the next 2 weeks, you know. And it's just absolutely incredible, you know, to be able to share my messages and share my wisdom as well with the world, and help others to tap into their wisdom.
You know, it's you've brought out some key points that so many people can identify with, the fear of success, and here you were graced with an opportunity. And I liked a couple of things that you said about this, is that you knew that it was God's, it was a miracle, and that you had access, an open door, because you were diligent to fulfill your calling, and that is to write this book and to do what you felt in your heart was beneficial for so many people. And just being yourself, doing what you were doing, and along came an opportunity. And you had no idea that you were responding to an email that would lead to an opportunity that you will be able to touch the lives of celebrities whose lives are touching millions and billions of people around the world every day. So I thank God that you were able to get that message across, because that message now creates a legacy for you. And audience, folks, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention to this. There's a golden thread towards success in any area of our lives. And I personally believe in prayer and meditation, faithfulness, you know, living in the moment, finding places of that you can be quiet, be still, and know, getting into that space where you have eliminated all of the negative drama in your head so that you can hear clearly your assignment. So Layla is sharing her assignment with the world now, because she was diligent to continue. Yeah. We don't live in the moment. We don't finish projects. And later, there's so many people who listen who have unfinished work on the desk, unfinished work on the computer, unfinished work because of not being able to live in the moment. And that's not helping ourselves. That's not self-help at all.
No.
So mm-hmm. I would like for you to speak to our audience about that and a little bit more in depth for at least, especially in our next segment, because I don't want to start it here because we may have to cut it, but I do want us to go back into that and discuss with our audience how to really get rid of the traffic in your head mm-hmm. so that you can write that book,
yes.
sing that song, do that dance, whatever it is that is being born on the inside. And I want you to add to that, Layla, before we take our next break. Before we take
a break. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't wait to answer this question, just super briefly. I mean, we have a partnership alongside God's mm-hmm. to create what we're here to create. And I've literally got goosebumps saying this. And the one relationship that has been constant in all my life has been my relationship with God. And I am an obedient servant to him and a rebel to man.
I love it.
And you know, I get out of my own way, because like I said, this is no longer about me, and I am very much a vessel for the work that I'm here to do and for my mission. And I love the conversation that we're having. I really do, because I've never shared it using our language, you know, the language mm-hmm. that we're using. This yes. is absolutely my mission in life. And I can't wait to answer this question after the break.
That is wonderful. And we're going to segue from that to leaving you guys in a place that you want to hear the rest of the story here on the Energy Bar as Layla Khan and I continue this conversation about 101 ways, 101 plus ways.
And plus, exactly.
What was that, Layla? What was that?
Yeah, no, I was just saying the plus as well.
Yeah.
I was just adding the plus in there as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a plus to it. I like that. 101 plus ways to overcome life's biggest obstacles. And we won't cover the 101 ways. That's because you need to go buy the book. And we're mm-hmm. going to talk about that during this show, and where you'll be able to get a copy of the same book that Ellen DeGeneres and so many other celebrities have. And that's a blessing to be able to have access to that, and knowing that it's changing the lives of people who are in front of millions and billions of people every day, billions collectively, of course. It's a great day here on America Out Loud, and certainly a great day here at the Energy Bar, where you can receive messages of hope and inspiration, transformation. We ignite passion in you so that you can live your dream. That big dream that you have on the inside of you is waiting for its debut. Continue listening to the Energy Bar, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
What a great day again. Yeah, right here on America Out Loud with the Energy Bar. You guys are in for a treat every day here on the Energy Bar. as our shows evolve to be more powerful, more energetic, more engaging, so that you can leave here feeling as though you have been inspired. We want to accomplish that mission so you can be inspired. You'll feel it, you'll transform your world, thereby going forward and transforming the lives of people around you, your family, your community, your church, your organization, your business, because these are truths that have no geographical boundaries. And speaking of geography, we are in Scotland today with my colleague, Layla Khan. And Layla, before we segue into the break, we were talking about the successes and being able to put this tool 101 ways, plus, we got to get the plus in there, of life, 101 ways to overcome life's biggest obstacles. And your overcoming the fear of success and you're overcoming the biggest obstacles so that you can do what you were called to do to get this tool out there. And I want you to pick up on our previous thoughts and help people to see, maybe let's rephrase that. Let's get the message into the hearts of people, how they too can push past the junk, the thoughts, the racing thoughts, and all the things that would block them about, and teach them how you overcame so that they can learn how to do that as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, great question. So just to give a bit of context as well, a bit of background of the challenges that I faced and how I then, you know, overcame them. My childhood was marred by abuse, physical, emotional, and sexual. And at a very young age, you know, I no longer wanted to be here. And I knew that I was passionate, like I really had a passion for education, for studying and for learning and creativity, you know, when I was younger. And when I came to that point where I was like, I don't want to be alive anymore. I don't want to be here. I was only 12 years old. And something happened within me after an experience where, you know, I tried to end my life. And it was as if, you know, I was protected by my angels and I was guided by God, that there is more for me and that this situation that I was in was not forever, but I had it in me to come out of it. And so I used to pray every night to God for strength and faith and courage to be able to leave this situation.
What is this situation?
So it was domestic violence.
Okay.
And, you know, pretty much from when I was born. And it was very, very, it was very, very hard. It was very, you know, no child should ever have to go through any form of abuse. And for it to be so regular as well, you know, I hated going home on a Friday, you know, evening. I didn't want to go home for the weekend. And I'd always be very, very upset. And I was very sensitive. And that's now I've learned, you know, that's my superpower. But mm-hmm. as a child, you know, I was trying to do so much. Like I didn't understand how to separate compassion right. and empathy mm-hmm. and unconditional love for my family. Like I didn't know how to separate them all. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, I was being conditioned with these ideas of you're a girl and you've got to behave a certain way and you've got to speak a certain way and you can't do this and you can only do this and this is the life path that's in front of you to get married and to have children and to, you know, stay at home and be a housewife. And I had bigger dreams. Like I had this fire in my soul mm-hmm. to do more. I, you know, and it's so vibrant in me now. And, you know, and so that was my starting point. And it was incredibly difficult because, you know, I was hearing the message of you're stupid and you're inadequate and you're not good enough. And when those ideas are repeated over and over and over again in your mind, you start to believe them. Mm-hmm. And that's how we create belief. Mm-hmm. So that belief, which wasn't mine at that age, it came from people around me, and I heard it perpetuated in the media, the mass media in particular. And, you know, it started to become something that I believed, but something in me didn't feel right. I knew that that language wasn't true. I knew that there was something more. And so when I attempted suicide, and very, very soon after, I literally heard God say to me, there is more for you, have faith in me. Mm-hmm. And I feel quite emotional and teary about it, because it was so powerful, and mm-hmm. my saving grace, mm-hmm. you know, that there was more for me. And so I would pray to have the faith and the courage and the strength to leave and to make sure that I'm okay. And I made a pact at that time. I said, okay, I'm going to trust you, God, because I can't do this. I don't know how I'm going to get myself out of this situation, but I'm going to go for every single one of my dreams. And I knew when I was 7 that I wanted to be a teacher. And when I was 9, I absolutely fell in love with French. And so those two together combined became very much a saving grace. You know, going to school, studying, trying my absolute best, trying to overcome this belief that I'm stupid, you know, because it would come out into my schoolwork, and I would find it very difficult to be logical. Mm-hmm. And I was much more creative and linguistically kind of capable. That was, languages were my passion, and I didn't necessarily like rules and the boxes, you know. So from that young age at 12, I spent a lot of time on my own. I have two siblings, so I've got 3 now, but at the time, 2 siblings younger than me, and being the only girl, I do see it as a gift. I was gifted with time out and time on my own, mm-hmm. to think and to connect with God and to talk to God and to explore my inner world and to write down what my dreams were and to dream about my dreams, mm-hmm. in the worst circumstances, in the worst situations. And that was where my transformation, you know, that's where the transformation really came from.
Layla, I want you to continue that thought, but let's do this. Mm-hmm. Because when I hear something, I want us to address it, okay? Can you agree to do that?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how old were you when you attempted suicide?
I was 12.
You were 12 years old. You were just a baby.
Yes.
And the thoughts of not wanting to live were there. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, along with hearing all those messages of you're not good enough and you're stupid and all these names that you were hearing about yourself, what else was there that caused you or led you to the point of wanting to take your own life?
It was a culmination. It's like I said about the beliefs. Mm-hmm. The beliefs over and over again, you know, repeated that you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, no confusing and conflicting evidence of what I was good at and what I wasn't good at, you know, mm-hmm. as in like, oh, that's a really nice cup of tea. And then, you know, like then going off to play like the tomboy that I was, and then that not being good enough, you know, and getting told off for that, or wanting to wear jeans instead of dresses so that I could play football with the boys, you know, okay. Or be adventurous, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a culmination of beliefs, a culmination of repeated ideas, and this sense of perfection that was being projected onto me.
Thank you. Because the messages that our children, and you'll understand why I wanted to go back there and go to that moment. Not only is it good for us to go to those moments within our own selves to make sure that we're clear there for takeoff, mm-hmm. we're clear for takeoff, that there are so many children hearing those same messages today, Layla. Mm. And so many of our kids that are suicidal because the media, and not media as in the entire system, but some parts of our media, mm-hmm. are putting messages out there that our children are picking up and thinking that that is the ideal, you know, that the model is the ideal, the images that they're seeing across social media should be their body, should be their hair, should be their style. And when it's not, and then they're being persecuted by their peers and others to the point that they become suicidal or homicidal, you know, both. But the answer you found was, I want you to pick up from that moment, at the moment that you attempted to the moment of transformation, from thinking that way to wanting to live.
It was so powerful. It was so, and I can't, still now, I can't pinpoint exactly when, but I know exactly how it feels. And I, you know, something, do you know what I mean? Just something that I still can't articulate in words, but I can feel it. Mm-hmm. Something shifted. Mm-hmm. And it was a voice. And at the same time, it was this really powerful feeling of, you're going to be okay. Like, I've got you. And that makes me emotional, because it's so many people don't realize that they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that something has their back.
Yeah. I know who has their back. God has their back. Yes. And I know that in certain circles, people walk on eggshells with it and around it, but I'm not, because God is so awesome and so amazing. And his finished work through Jesus Christ is still, there's still evidence today that God is still alive and heaven is well and things are going great in the kingdom of God. And that shift that you felt was Holy Spirit just intervening. Angels on assignment saying, stop it, you're going to live, you're going to be okay. And folks, those of you who are listening, if you're working with children, work with children. This Layla has a background in education. She's an educator. I'm an educator. These are two people you're listening to who've been hands-on with children and working in a marketplace where you're encountering these different emotions and traumas that children experience. They're very real to that child. Don't dismiss them as, oh, they're just having a bad day. Well, they could be having their last day also. So be very attentive to the children around you, especially your own children that you nurture, that you're with every day. Take time, parents, to spend time with your child and listen to them. Layla is here. She's a successful author. In my opinion, she's doing some amazing things, but she's willing to share her story. She's not coming as some great big celebrity who's arrived and I'm all that in a bag of chips and I'm the baddest girl, I'm a diva and I got it going on. She's coming as how I've been to hell and back, and I'm going to tell you how I came out. So you can touch her story and the story can touch you. So pay attention to our children. Layla experienced spirit, and she's here today with a tremendous story, with a tremendous message of hope and healing for anyone, that you too can write your dream. Go ahead, Layla.
I mean, it's so beautiful how you shared that. You know, it was absolutely spirit, and everything was lined up for me to heal. My prayers were answered and my prayers were being answered. I asked for faith and courage and strength when I was very, very small. Every single night, you know, I grew up in a Muslim household and I always used to say my prayer just before I slept. And my prayers were answered. And the power of that is what has... it's like I've been on a magic carpet. You know, like my prayers have been answered and I've been led and guided to the people that I needed to work with, the counselors, the coaches, the mentors, the books, the TV shows with Oprah, you know, the comedians, the stories of the men and the women who had been through abuse, and they were then examples to me. Because the examples weren't in front of me, you know? And it goes back to what you were saying about you know, that some aspects of the media and, you know, the images that they portray. And, you know, the issue is very much that we are all looking for our teachers. Mm. We are all looking for our examples. Mm. And because we need them, you know, this is why we need each other. You know, I always say that we are a teacher and a student at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And we have no idea how or who that is for, and we don't know how it's going to manifest. But I know for sure the ripple effect of my work as a teacher was phenomenal, and the ripple effects of my work now, like, I haven't even tapped into that. I really, you know, it's quite phenomenal that I'm able to step into the space within where I've healed trauma, I've healed the, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, I've healed depression and the anxiety, and I've taken back power, I've taken back my power from those experiences from the past and turned them into something of value to the world.
Mm-hmm. In such a beautiful way, the caterpillar becomes the butterfly.
I got my wings.
Yes, soar, my sister, soar. What a great example of from tragedy to triumph we have here today, ladies and gentlemen. Having Leila Khan here from Scotland, who is really a voice for so many hurting children and hurting people around the world in her new book, 100 Plus Ways to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles. And she's sharing with us today here on the Energy Bar. For those of you who are just joining us, you certainly want to stay tuned and make sure to listen to us also in podcasts when this show has aired. I look forward to these times here on the Energy Bar and America Out Loud every day. 6 days a week now, Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then you can pick me up on Sundays at 11 a.m. for our faith-based Out Loud broadcast, Intentional. That's right. We're here helping you, helping others to understand that agents of change are not born, they are made. And Leila is certainly an example of an agent or a change agent that has been made. This story will be continued in just a moment.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutLoud.com, where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Energy Bar. I'm Dr. Faye, hosting this wonderful, awesome show. What I have to say so myself, right here, 6 days a week. We have Leila Khan here, and we've been getting into some deep areas of life that Leila has been so kind to be transparent here today. And I appreciate that, Leila. Thank you for putting it out there, because this is the way.
Such a pleasure. It's no longer my story, you know, it's a story that many, many other people are going through and experiencing. And it's actually an honor to be able to share it in such a transparent way. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here on the Energy Bar, because we want to transform lives. And the only way we can do that is literally bear all before the world. Now, you mentioned something about the ripple effect from your being transformed and this great intervention that you had with spirit. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the ripple effect is, I've got these things called Leila's Wise Vibes, which are expressions from my heart and soul, you know, wisdom, from my heart to others. And there's one that came through for me very recently, and they're words very much from spirit. And it was, I think it was, there is a ripple effect to not speaking up. And I felt like the power of those words, and the ripple effect has been very much where I needed to go through counseling. I needed to go into a space to release these words and these stories and these fears and these anxieties and the depression, you know, that had been a part of my life. And by speaking out in a safe and non-judgmental environment, there was a ripple effect. And that ripple effect was the overcoming and the coming through of anxiety and depression, because I didn't trust the world. I didn't trust men. I didn't trust women. I literally was like, I just about trust myself, but I'm going to keep listening to this voice inside that's guiding me along the way. And the ripple effect in so many different contexts of my life, you know, over the course of my life, you know, teaching, being a teacher and going back into the inner city where I was born and having conversations with these young people who were very much from dysfunctional families. And I don't use the word broken homes very much, but very much from unstable situations. And to be able to have a conversation with these young people that whose soul I can see, it was like, I know what's happening for you. You've got it in you to come out of this, you know, to come through. And the ripple effect was demonstrated in cards and messages and, you know, appreciation and gratitude. For me, being authentic and saying, look, it's okay. You're going to be okay. And through my work now, you know, from the feedback that I get and the comments and the sales as well, it's quite phenomenal. And I know that I've not even started. I've literally not even, like, I think we've just scratched the surface of what is coming my way. And that is really exciting. You know, and if that ripple effect, if it could be anything, I would love the ripple effect of my work to be one of gratitude for somebody to step into that space of gratitude for whatever blessings and every blessing that they have in their life.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible, you know, because without gratitude, I would not be here, despite my circumstances. And we really talked about one major situation, but just one thing that's happened in my life, and there was much more forced engagement and being estranged and disowned by my family for about 14 years, my ex-husband being from the Caribbean, and then me deciding to get a divorce, you know, and so many other things. But really, it's been gratitude that has kept me going and inspired to live an incredible life. Because despite our circumstances, there are blessings in every single pain, and there are blessings in every single joy.
Preach it, sister.
I love it. They really are.
So powerful. I was just listening. I thought, go on, go on.
Ooh. You can definitely go on.
Well, go on.
Yeah,
because so, you're making a difference. Go on.
Oh, amazing. You know, and when we are, I teach very much through my work. I teach meditation, and there's a meditation on my YouTube channel, which is called the Gratitude and Miracles Meditation. And it's a focus on the heartbeat and saying thank you on every single heartbeat. And, you know, I teach and encourage a gratitude walk where you say thank you on every step or every other step. Because without gratitude, we can actually get lost in stories and issues and problems and situations and circumstances which are not actually like as bad as they seem, because there's more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so with gratitude, you really can transform your life. And some of the other strategies that I implemented and some of the other ways were to seek out the support of counselors, were to listen to my own heart and my intuition and to follow that to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
Point, you know, was forgiveness and through grace.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh, and that in itself, forgiveness has just been so, so incredibly powerful. And every day, you know, I've learned because I didn't have self-love. I didn't know how to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to love myself and appreciate myself. And one of the ways I do that is through being kind and making sure that my self-talk is mm-hmm. kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's kind of like this thing where it's my responsibility to be kind to myself, because there are more than enough people out there who are willing to be unkind to me,
yeah.
who are willing to beat me up verbally, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you have to encourage yourself.
Yes.
And realize your own worth and value, and speak to your own self. It's not a bad thing to speak to yourself. Mm-hmm. I know people say, oh, I've been talking to myself. Well, it's not the talking to yourself that's a bad thing. It's what you're saying to yourself that matters. Exactly. So speak to yourself and sing songs, do a mm-hmm. dance, whatever it takes for you to be happy within. Take yourself to dinner. You know, we just had Valentine's Day, and it doesn't take a Valentine's Day to celebrate love. You can celebrate loving yourself anytime, folks. Take yourself out to dinner. Take your own self to the movie. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself how beautiful you are. Layla just says, you know, there's so many people out there willing to say bad things about us. They'll Facebook a bad message. They'll tweet you a bad message. They're willing to put you down. You be the campaigner for your own soul and your own emotions. Campaign for your own goodness and your own good name by speaking good of yourself. That is a key component to successful living. And Layla, you mentioned thanks, being thankful, saying thank you in every walk and feeling your heartbeat to say thanks. What was that YouTube channel again? Now, folks, don't go there right now. Just remember it. And we'll post that on our show page, so guys, don't leave. But you have a YouTube channel. What is it called?
Yeah, so it's called Layla Khan. So it's my full name. And okay. There's a meditation on there. So it's called the Gratitude and Miracles Meditation. And we do it together. So I go into that meditation space with the viewer as well, and you know, give instructions and so on. And it's literally, I still to this day am feeling the reverberations of that meditation when it came to me 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sample of that now?
Yeah, what do you mean? As in like examples of
thing, meditation.
Oh, so the meditation, so the effects of the meditations, I do still believe that what's happening with my work at this moment in time with Ellen and with Oprah, and sorry, not Oprah, that was Spirit speaking through me, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. You'll take that.
Exactly. With the Oscars and everything that's happening there. And the people that I'm connecting with all over the world, like even you and I connecting in the first place,
mm-hmm.
you know, quite incredible. That is the effect of that powerful prayer of saying thank you and mm-hmm. saying, I am going to treat myself well. I am going to be kind to myself and I'm going to be thankful for my life, because my everyday reminder is that it's a miracle that I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
Considering my circumstances, it's an absolute miracle that I'm alive. And then when I take the circumstances out, it's a miracle that each and every single one of us is here alive today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, like that's mm-hmm. so, so powerful. And and so from that prayer, just saying thank you
mm-hmm.
Keeps me grounded, keeps me in the present moment. Keeps mm-hmm. me focused on what my mission is, focused on my well-being, focused on what actually matters. Because we can't be a useful, you could say, we can't be a full cup, you know, if we're trying to support other people all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to step back and say, you know what, I'm finding this situation stressful, or this person isn't very good for me to be around, or I just need to take some time out to grieve. I just need to make sure that, you know, I'm being good to myself and filling up my own cup, mm-hmm. so that I can be of service to others. You know, the 14-year period where I was disowned and estranged from my family, which was also my choice as well to take that time out, was spent in forgiveness, was spent in making sure that I was filling up my own cup and being grateful for my life.
That,
you know, and that's what's so transformed.
Important. Yeah, that's so important to take time for yourself, because that's the first step in valuing yourself and rediscovering your own self-worth. It's okay. For some reason, that seems so difficult for many people, because we're, especially women, mm-hmm. because we're so busy trying to serve everybody else and trying to make sure that everyone else is taken care of. But we can't give away what we don't possess, and we end up with our cup empty all of the time, and then wonder why women's heart attacks is increasing among women, and all of these different health issues occur because stress is related to trying to live in someone else's zone, being in their lane and not your own.
Yeah.
So when you rediscover who you are and learn to enjoy that and love that and be thankful, you use thankfulness, and my philosophy and what I teach is an attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
will take you to altitudes, so that then you can be a blessing to the multitudes. So we have to develop this attitude of gratitude, and truly that is being thankful to God. I did a meditation with, I think it was a couple of days ago, with some people, and it was thank you. No, it wasn't a couple of days ago. My God, it was this morning. That just tells you what my day has been like. But to be thankful, thank you, Father, that I for the trees, and thank you for the wind and the breeze, and thank you for the rain and from heaven, and thank you for the birds that are singing. Thank you for the water and the ocean, and thank you for the grass, and thank you for the flowers that bloom. Thank you for my breath, my heartbeat. Thank you for every organ in my body. Thank you for my soul that lives. And God, I thank you for my vision, my hearing. I thank you for my ability to speak. I thank you that I'm able to move and breathe and have my being with you. Just words. It doesn't have to be perfect, people. It just has to be. And come from your own place of thanksgiving. What are you thankful for today? Be thankful for a moment. You're thinking, well, you don't know what's going on in my life, Dr. Faye. You and Layla are talking good, but hey, I got problems, girl. Well, you know what? We could look at that, our stuff too, but we're just choosing not to. We're choosing to focus in on the good things, the things that are beautiful, and just having that shift in spirit. Look around you, wherever you are right now, look around you and find three things that you can be thankful for. Three, the ability that you can look around you, the ability that you can hear us today is something to be thankful for. That you have access to the technology, that's something to be thankful for. And begin to build on that. 101, I've got to remember the plus. 101, yeah, plus ways to overcome life's biggest obstacles. Layla, I tell you, this has been an awesome experience with you today. Please tell us how to get in touch with you and where we can buy your books.
Yeah, so if you head on over to my website, which is www.lifeistodayacademy.com, www.thebookgoalist.com and then /shop to purchase the book from there, and I'll sign copies and send them out as soon as possible. You can order the book through there and, you know, sign up for my newsletter, and I'm all over social media as well, spreading the authentic vibes, because it is really, really important that we be authentic and we honor our feelings and our journey in life so far, and that we take our healing with gratitude, you know, and that we show up how we really, truly, truly want to. Thank you so, so much for having me on the show. It's been amazing. I've loved this conversation. Thank you so much.
As I have, Layla. Thank you for being here with me today. We want to shift you, get you unstuck and mobilized again, because you deserve the best life possible that you can live through you. You are no representative of anyone else. You are the representative of yourself and God. And you can do that well. I truly believe in you. I believe that God has a mission and a plan for your life. And I trust him to reveal that same thing to you as he has to Layla and so many others across the America Out Loud platform. Don't forget, save me in your browser at the 7-Eleven lady for America Out Loud. You can visit my webpage at americaoutloud.com/Dr. Fay. That's DrFaye. Contact me at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. It's been great. Love you guys. Have an awesome rest of your day.